It was about a week ago that Stefania Ergomlitsa had an idea. She wanted to take a portable basketball hoop to protest sites in Minneapolis. It was something she had done before in Philadelphia, where she lives.
This is how I've seen in the past I've been able to bring people together. I thought, why not try it now, you know?
Despite the pandemic, Stefania figured it was worth the risk. But there was one aspect of her trip that was going to be difficult to arrange on short notice.
You know, I'm looking like, okay, flights, easy. Hotel, easy. How in the world do I get a basketball hoop to Minneapolis?
After a search, Stefania found a new unassembled hoop and checked it through oversized luggage.
So it's actually not as crazy as it sounds, but you definitely get some weird looks going into the airport when you have like a giant box and on the front cover of the box is just like a basketball hoop picture. Everybody's kind of giving you this look like, what are you doing?
So before we talk about how this all got started, I don't want to give people the impression that you think that a basketball hoop is going to solve systemic racism. What is it that you're trying to do here?
Obviously, basketball is not going to solve the problem. We were more looking towards trying to ease the tension so that way there can be room for change. There can be room for communication. So that way maybe messages can get across. We saw protesters come and be excited that we were there with our hoop, you know, have like a little brightness during like a really dark time right now, you know. On the opposite side, on the police end as well, having them come and like be part of the community again was something that I think is worth having at this period of time, you know, moving forward towards a more positive future.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back and talk about how this all started. And we might as well start at the beginning. You were not supposed to grow up to be a person who was good at playing basketball, right?
No. I was actually born with a foot and leg condition where both of my legs were completely turned in. I'm missing bones in both of my feet and my like Achilles tendon is too short. And they told my parents, you know, she will never be able to walk. She'll never be able to play sports, never run, nothing. And so they actually put casts on my legs for the first 3 years of my life to straighten them. And then at that point, they put me through, you know, tons of therapy, lots of tears, lots of pain. And they were like, okay, you know, maybe we can get her walking at this point, but no sports, no like running, nothing. And my parents didn't really like that answer, you know, so they put me into every sport possible. And I was in pain a lot. I still to this day am in a lot of pain when I do physical activity. I don't remember the last time I've played on non-sprained ankles. Like I always have some sort of injury. But throughout my life, it's just been like, does it hurt? Yeah. But like, do I want to do it? Is it something I love? Is it worth it to me? Yes. And really, that's kind of how I've gotten to the spot that I'm at today. Now I carry basketball hoops around cities and I play with guys in the street. So if I can do it, anybody can do it, you know?
All right. So this dragging basketball hoops around cities did not begin in the past couple of weeks. So When and why did you start doing this?
Yeah. So I started back last year, last July, probably, because I make content.
What's up? It's Steph here.
So I do Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch.
We're going to go and try cheesesteaks. So everybody knows the great Philly debate, which cheesesteak is the best.
Okay. It mostly started off as like, oh, I think this would be fun. Like I found a basketball hoop that was like $120 or something like that. Called up my video guy and I was like, hey, I ordered a basketball hoop. And he was like, okay. And I was like, yeah, we're going to carry it around Philly and just play ball with people in the street. And I quickly hung up after that because I didn't want him to tell me no, you know. So he showed up. Like, luckily, he showed up.
Today, we're going to go play basketball in Center City with our portable hoop.
Show us some respect!
It was really cool. Like, it was a really cool experience because people of all different, like, ethnicities, races, ages, gender, like, walks of life, like everybody was just like kind of hanging around, like either they were cheering or they just wanted to be part of the environment or they wanted to play, you know. And it just was really cool to see how like the community came together through the sport of basketball. And so I figured I'd continue doing it. We had a whole tour planned, like to go across the US and do this everywhere. And then like Corona hit and it was kind of like, okay, let me retire the hoop until this is all over.
Continuing to monitor the scene in Minneapolis tonight where protesters taking the streets, demonstrating against the killing of George Floyd.
You know, when all of this kind of erupted the past few weeks.
Protests in cities large and small, and these protests have extended around the world.
I wanted to do something bigger, like something more with my platform. I didn't want to just make that, you know, that post that everybody's making where it's like, you know, this is what I think about the situation at hand. It was kind of like, regardless of everything else happening, like, this is what I need to do.
So on Monday, June 1st, you were looking for a spot to set up a hoop in downtown Philly. What happened?
I hadn't seen the damage yet from like all the lootings and everything. And so, you know, put on my running shoes, put on my running clothes, everything. Went for a run to go check it out, try to like catch up with the protesters, see like where they're at, like how things are progressing. And I like get to a point where I catch up to them. And I'm just like, at first, like I'm running, right? And I'm thinking, maybe I'm just really out of shape. Like, you know, maybe like I just haven't run in a long time. Like I can't breathe right now. You know, like I felt like my air pipes were not getting the right air, you know? And so I smell smoke, like maybe they're burning something weird. And then it hits me in my head, you know, police just let off these like tear gas bombs, you know? And these people were just peacefully walking. At that point, I was just like, I was very angry, and I came home and I made that video.
I just got back. I'm looking like this. I'm a little bit heated.
At that point in my head, it was just like, this can't just be like me going around with my basketball hoop.
After seeing what I saw today, it can no longer just be a portable hoop video. It is officially a basketball peaceful protest. Because I saw them tear gas a whole crowd of people today for peacefully, non-violently walking.
Let me go and really try to do what I can to like reunite my city so that we can move forward and we can work together to like move forward.
I hope to see y'all. That's all I gotta say. I hope to see y'all, and bye.
So that first Tuesday morning when you brought out the hoop in Philly, what was going through your head as you walked out with it?
I was so nervous. Oh man, I called my friend. I was like, I don't know, like maybe I shouldn't do this. Like I'm nauseous right now. Like I feel like I'm going to throw up. Like this, I don't know if this is the right decision or not, because you know, it's a very sensitive time, and I didn't want the wrong message to come across. How do we do this in a way where it's not distracting from protests? How do I bring people together and show that we are like a united community, you know? So I was so nervous, and then when we got out there, I was like, okay, this is good. It went really well. We brought protesters together, we brought police together, you know, civilians, everybody. The next day we went out again, and people were like, we love what you're doing, you know, like it was cool to see how like the community received us and received us in a positive way. There's always going to be people that have a problem with what you're doing. People were like, why are you playing with the police? But it's like, at the end of the day, the amount of positive that we're getting significantly outweighs the like very few negative.
Well, let's talk about playing with police. How do you get them to play with you? And why is that an effort that you do specifically?
You know, everybody talks about white privilege. When I'm going up to police officers, I know that like I look very harmless. It's like this little white girl is carrying a basketball hoop with her. Like, what could she possibly do wrong, you know? And that's a wrong mentality, right? Like, that shouldn't be how the mentality is, but I'm aware that that's what it is, right? So it's like, do you want to play? Like, you want to play? Come on, like, play me 1v1, you know? At the end of the day, police are supposed to be the ones protecting you. Right. Once we do fix the system, if there's still this, like, tension between police and civilian, like, that's not helpful to the community. We need that to be gone, too.
And then you decided it was time to take this beyond Philadelphia. Take me through that decision.
Friday night, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I think I should go to Minneapolis. I knew it worked in our city, and I just wanted to see if we could try to recreate it there as well. You know, that's where I felt like maybe that was like the place that needed it most at the time. But honestly, like when we got out there, they were already, they're already doing their thing. There's a big cookout. They have like food drives, like grocery food that you can take for free, water, juices, drinks, whatever. We're just like playing basketball with everybody and everybody's happy. And it was really cool to see how their community is healing during this time. And in my opinion, it was really beautiful to see that because the media paints things in a way where it shows you that like everything is negative. They showed all the lootings, but I had no idea this was happening in Minneapolis. At the end of the day, it's like, yeah, maybe we didn't have to ease any tension there, but I'm actually really happy about that. And like, we just got to be part of the community.
Stefania Ergamlitsa, thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you for having me.